Welcome to the Entertainment Earth Podcast with your host, Adam Paulus.
It's time for the January 15th, 2010, or 2010, as the kids are calling it these days, video game podcast at Entertainment Earth. I don't sell you the games, I just like to talk about them. This week we got some exciting news, especially if you're an old fart like me and you like your video games two-dimensional, because the first big news was that the eight Robot Masters from Mega Man 10 have been announced. The new 8-bit stylings of Mega Man 10 will be hitting the PlayStation Network, Xbox Live Arcade, and WiiWare services in just a couple of months. And those new Robot Masters are the previously announced Commando Man and Sheep Man, plus Nitro Man, Blade Man, Solar Man, Chill Man, which sounds more like an expression, Pump Man, again also like an expression, and Strike Man. If you live in Japan, you can see the art in KoroKoro Comic, or you can just search the web for scans of the publication. A brand new trailer for a brand new Transformers video game called War for Cybertron hit the web this week. You can find it on YouTube and elsewhere. It has redesigned Cybertronian versions of popular characters like Optimus Prime, Megatron, Starscream, Soundwave, Ironhide, Bumblebee, and many others. They seem to be influenced by almost every generation of Transformers, because Bumblebee looks a lot like his animated and classics toy versions. Optimus Prime has a giant axe, just like the Optimus Prime of Transformers Animated, and the narration is done by Peter Cullen, who you'll best know as Optimus Prime from the movie, and the original Generation 1 cartoon series. So if you're a Transformers dork like I am, it's potentially very exciting. On the Nintendo Wii this week, you can download Phoenix Wright Ace Attorney, Shadow Play, and Chronos Twins DX. The virtual console game is Shanghai 2 Dragon's Eye, which is Mahjong for Sega Genesis. Thrilling. Also, Nintendo announced the Metroid Prime Trilogy collection with the Wii controls is out of print already. So that was fast, and if you missed it, you better get one now. On the Nintendo DSi, you can download Word Searcher, Jazzy Billiards, and the hilariously named Touch Solitaire. On the Xbox 360, you can download Serious Sam HD, The First Encounter, I believe, Croatian-developed first-person shooter. Something of a Legend is a great budget title. I have not played it yet, but I hear it's great. Other Xbox 360 Live Arcade news. Magic the Gathering is on sale for $5 this week. EA confirmed Risk is in development. And the Dreamcast game Sonic Adventure is apparently going to be showing up on the Xbox Live Arcade service for download very soon, according to a leak. On the PlayStation 3 this week, the only downloadables I've been able to find out about are, unfortunately, just add-ons and demos. There doesn't seem to be any new games. There's a Magic Orbs bundle pack, an Uno demo, some Guitar Hero songs. Not really exciting. But on the PlayStation Portable, here's what you can download. There's Luxar, The Wrath of Set. Maybe they mean The Wrath of Seti. But it's a puzzle action game. A PSP mini called Dino Gems has been released for $2.99. It's a new Jewel Match 3 game, if you haven't played enough of those. The demo for Lunar the Silver Star Harmony has been released, which I'm tempted to download because I'm a sucker and I like Lunar games. I'll never finish any of them, but I like them. And there's some downloadable content for Gran Turismo PSP. So there's that. And what else do we have for you today? That's pretty much it. But wait, I still have to sell you on something.
New at Entertainment Earth.
We've just taken delivery on some thrilling first-for-figure statues. They are Legend of Zelda Ocarina of Time Link in his red fire tunic or blue water tunic. They're in stock today, and they'll ship free if you order within the USA. Order now, or don't, but I would say you should order now. Well, that's all for this week, boys and girls. I have been a very bad video game host because I haven't been playing many new games. I've been playing a lot of old games. Last November, I managed to pick up Lego Batman and Lego Star Wars Complete for about $5 each on the Xbox 360, and I just started playing Star Wars finally, and that's been fun. I'm trying to get a lot of the achievements, so I've been asking around a lot of my friends. Like, I looked at their achievement list, and it's like, oh, you have Lego Star Wars. We should play online together so we can get this one online achievement. And I first asked my buddy Sean, and he said, yeah, I sold that because I needed to eat. And I was like, oh, that's too bad. And I asked my friend Zach, and he's like, yeah, those games suck. I don't want to play those because it's just a bunch of collecting, and who cares? I'm like, yeah, okay. And then I asked my buddy Trina, and she's like, yeah, I sold that too. And it's just like, huh. So, yeah, screw you guys. I need better friends. So anyway, no Lego Star Wars Online achievement for me. But I'm probably not going to get all the other ones, so really, what do I care? Anyway, Good times. I hope you guys enjoyed the show. Hopefully we'll be back next week with more. This week we're starting a classic sci-fi movie podcast because we've been watching a lot of old sci-fi movies around here lately. And frankly, I need to do something with this knowledge and share with you all the things you've been missing that either you missed out on or maybe you saw, or the things that your parents watched when they were kids or tolerated, or the things that they didn't watch and meant to. But anyway, I'm rambling, so see you all next time. I've been your host, Adam Paulus. Please follow me on Twitter, twitter.com/entearth, E-N-T-A-R-T-H.